Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 8, Party Business. The X-Class flare occurred at 4:57 UTC from the Solar Magnetic Active Region AR12992, causing communications blackouts and satellite anomalies across much of the Eastern Hemisphere. According to Coalition Green Space Sciences, the disturbance should die down within the next few hours. Of course, you might not be hearing our broadcast until that time, in which case, congratulations, you made it through. And speaking of congratulations, before we close out tonight's broadcast, let's welcome back reporter Barnett Bell from her weeks on assignment. Glad to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We expected you a week ago.
Yes, I'll be filing on that for a future broadcast. Travel between enclaves is still being affected by the zero-day disruptions.
Good thing we can still depend on the riders in a pinch. That's right, our spotlight sponsor for today and partners in...
Which actually leads to another discovery from my time on assignment. And another story coming soon. I'll be delving into the history of GAC Hertz Rider Transport, the origins of the most mobile corporation, and how the other megas became reliant on their...
That may have to wait. I've been informed that for the next few weeks, we're going to ask you to return to your award-winning My Time on the Moon series. Our listeners are dying to know just what those moonbase crews had for breakfast.
Seriously, you're going to...
I'm assuming it all has something to do with cheese.
I'll get right to work on that.
We can't wait. But for now, let's get back to those sponsored messages.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
All right, isolate that and put it through the pipeline. I'll examine individual images.
Centripetal force, centripetal. Centripetal, centripetal force.
Reduce resolution to 1 data cube per frame.
I don't... That's not supposed to be in my stat. That's not...
Everything all right, dear?
It's the supplements. They were supposed to be... There's a report from Base Delta on the issues as we run low, and chemical sources for alternatives.
I recall the one. I passed it along for Dr. Boisseau to pursue.
They must have... passed it right back. Where to be done? Where to be done?
I will destroy them. Do you want me to? Destroy them.
Yes, please. Your telescope feed is a little...
Oh, yes. I forget sometimes. Array feed audio off. Would you like some music?
Just quiet, if that's okay.
To the best of my abilities. Ah, the joys of parenting.
It's okay. I have to call Epsilon about their inventory. That's on my list. And Delta, Beta, to be done, to be done.
Shouldn't that be managed by the Langlois siblings?
It, should be.
That's my assessment of the situation as well. We're finally beginning to bring our house into order. Science bros notwithstanding. But the other side appears to be more... fragmented. Who'd have thought that was possible? Are you certain you don't want to refurbish that Freehold rocket and escape to another world altogether?
I... don't think I could pack up my kitchen.
Fine. Revolution it is. Tumnus, what news of the struggle?
Oh, hello. Sorry, I've been a bit,
We have all been a bit, but Jackson insists that we continue to foster insurgency.
Well, you've chosen the right word when you say struggle. Maria is still a lot, and she's got lockouts and encryption running. That's a challenge even for this plucky AC. Michelle assures me that's just her way, but the more times he has to say that, the less certain he sounds. I've heard other people talking about it, too. It's not that things aren't happening. The plan is still planning, but my little protégés are starting to open up a bit. It took some time to move beyond this loop where they kept asking each other for commands. It's still really hard not to jump in and push them where I think they need to go.
That is how I feel almost universally.
I'm still working on my pieces of things from both sides. I'm doing my part.
You are allowed to have your own plans and projects.
I still have my bacon, sometimes. Do you think that Michelle is still,
Of course. I think so. I hope so.
We've been concerned. Michelle and Maria, but who can we even talk to? Who to send if we, centripetal force.
Shouldn't Wilder be back before long?
What the hell?
Oh, I thought you were Roger.
I'm gonna try not to take that as an insult.
Dr. Ray, are you in there? Dr. Ray? I'm not sure what this ridiculous sign means, but you asked me to provide a report.
What sign?
There's a sign beside your door stating, no admittance except on party business.
Ah.
That might have been me. Surprise! Dr. Serrano, you're supposed to bang on the sign with your walking stick.
If we're doing Tolkien, I definitely need some pipeweed.
So this is where you've been hiding.
My work is caught up, unless someone breaks through another wall. And you're not the boss of me.
You're certainly running a tight ship from this level.
My apologies, Dr. Serrano. I do appreciate you providing me with updates on the work within the labs.
Yes, well, someone needs to pay attention, and Edwin is so distracted these days. Though I do appreciate how Dr. Kashyap has put the other young scientists in their place.
They do know how to kick ass.
Agreed. Edwin and myself have been assisting the medical team on Base Delta with their investigation into long-term physical effects. Edwin, of course, having learned a great deal about cosmic radiation.
Are we all going to mutate into giants too?
Not as such.
Damn it!
The botanists are making some progress on those new hybrids Jackson suggested. Dr. Ringling has been continuing some of the work that the, physics department had previously been investigating. And we all appreciate Dr. Simon's structural work in expanding our laboratory spaces.
You're going soft on me.
You haven't mentioned our feckless base chemist.
It sounds like I don't need to.
Indeed. Thank you again, Jules. On your return downstairs, could you ask Dr. Boisseau to report to me as well, at their earliest convenience?
My pleasure.
Wait, I'll go with you.
You didn't have to do that.
He damn well did!
I didn't know you were still here.
I've been jumping back and forth, but if we're getting people in trouble, I'm 100% here. Do you want to know who hasn't been putting their dishes in the washer?
Weren't to be done.
That might not be helping.
I'm sorry, Jackson. Oh, another visitor approaches.
Is everything okay in there? Am I missing a party?
It's a Tumnus prank.
It's a tribute!
Hey, that's cool. I'm good with Tumnus. And pranks, let me tell you. I've got some stories. There was this one time on Ceylon. Never mind. You wouldn't care about my antics.
On the contrary, I'm always interested in antics.
Well, another time. Roger said I should stop by and give you an update. He'll probably check up on me later, so I better stay on message.
Is he getting somewhere with the network?
Yes and no. We've both been trying. I had some ideas on sweet talking to Consortium Encryption, but right now we're still just getting random broadcasts from Earth. Roger's working with that unit from Dr. Day, but there might be another option. That's why I'm here. Another person with some new info that might get us in.
And who is this other person? Do we get to know?
What about very old friends?
Sorry, the sign outside. I thought you were all doing a thing.
You're the first one to play along properly.
Sweeney, you old so-and-so. Jackson! Jackson, my friend. I've been pining away in the infirmary waiting for you to visit. Give an old man a fist bump.
I'm sorry, Harold. Things have been... we're to be done.
Oh, I can imagine. To be done. I've been catching up. I've read all the logs. Quite an adventure you've been having since the shutdown. Which was just about a week ago for me. It's a lot to wrap your brain around. And our Nessa, I mean, that's a tragic loss. But her plan will live on. We talked many times about the plan. She was gonna leave things in my trust before my own early exit to a stasis pod. But she kept on doing good on her own. I could see it in the garden. The herbs never grew like that for me.
I've tried to. It's been hard to maintain, but I've...
No complaints here, friend. You've done wonderful work in her stead. And I stopped by the kitchen. Your scones are still of excellent quality as well. Still got some nanobots digging through the old oxidative burden. Done me a world of good, though. I believe your new artificial consciousness is to thank. I mean, we only just met.
Tumnus? She's back and forth at the moment.
An impressive accomplishment, that one. Kudos to you, Ashwini Ray.
While I would delight in taking credit, Tumnus is her own great creation.
Of course, of course. I look forward to thanking her directly. When there's time, of course. Lots to do, lots going on. I can see that. Addie's been catching me up on recent history as well.
I mean, the parts I know.
Of course, those corporate fuckers sold us all out in the end. It's what they do. They gotta be... Okay. Stop might be a little bit optimistic, but we can still set burn them to the ground as our long-term goal, am I right? Viva la revolution! I'm glad to see the moon base is getting with the program. We hoped that would happen a good while back. Now we need to plug you in with the cause back on Earth. Which brings things back around to what I'm really here to talk about. Mind if I take a seat? So, of course you know about the Freeholds, the infiltration of the moon base project, the Exodus plan back on Earth towards the NAC, the uplink to our secret satellite. Admittedly, the satellite isn't really active at the moment, but I've got some ideas. I know a few tricks. Where do you want to begin? Or wait, did you not know about any of that?
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Our next spotlight sponsor is Chidorek Games The Interior, creator of fine role-playing products like Burrowing and Planet X The Sim.
Welcome back to Base Epsilon, monsieur.
Thanks, Quartermaster. Mix Narbaez. Val.
Store that suit and come into the lounge. I'll catch you up on the news. You've probably missed a few things the way you've been running around.
It's been a lot. I was helping... setting up the new diagnostic units you sent over to Delta. I'm supposed to tell you thanks for that.
It was all just sitting in storage. I think Alpha was supposed to get it. As if they lack for anything.
C'est bon, j'arrive.
But that's a whole other story. And you're not the only visitor to my moon base today. Guess who's here?
Hey, boss.
Jong, you made it back.
I mean, I did most of the driving.
And Trina's here. in non-robot form.
Definitely a mammal. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there.
Oh, nice grip. Yeah, we just rolled in this morning. Still kicking off the dust. It's good to be where the action is.
I guess things are still pretty slow down your way.
Folks were starting to trickle in as we left.
Michelle, Supervisor Andreef was there.
They woke him up? Better at the South Pole, I guess. Nothing against your base, Trina.
I know the reputation.
It is the base that's shrouded in eternal darkness. Which might not be such a bad thing.
Right.
I mean, considering. But, Michelle, mon ami, sit down. We have wine. The grapes were grown here, of course.
You drink a lot on this base, don't you?
It's not just on this base.
They sent me to the wrong side of the moon. It's good to sit still after a day in the rover.
After days? I still feel like I'm shaking.
Try riding a drill unit through 30 clicks of tunnels, bucko.
No wonder you wanted a break. Whatever Maria's got planned, I hope it keeps you above ground.
Yeah. That's gonna be my next step. Val asked if we could swing by here first.
There's been a lot to talk about. Like I was saying, Michelle, lots of news.
Lots to get sorted out.
We've been integrating new people on every base, waking up a little bit more. You know about that, Michelle.
That's all Tumnus. I just lift the lids and press a few buttons. Or Zhang, even. He did it for you, Trina.
Zhang's a good guy.
You're a good guy.
More and more people. Maria can't be checking everyone.
She sends me lists. I think she talks to Jackson and they...
Not for a while, she hasn't. Jackson's been talking to me lately. We're comparing notes on staffing and supplements and food storage and looking for replacement parts. It's always the hardest ones to replace.
And the hardest one to fabricate.
We've been talking a lot about what we need, ways we can move what we have around, people and things. I mean, I am the expert on things. I'm all about the inventory. Which is why I'm so frustrated about those goddamn supply stashes, you know? Everyone keeps asking, where are they? What's stored there? Why were they set up in the first place? I ought to know. I should always have known. And not knowing now is gonna drive me around the bend. This is my specialty, Michelle. This is supposed to be my expertise.
Yeah, of course. I've been around the bases. I know we need things.
Tell your sister. She keeps saying, don't worry, we'll figure it out. I'm not so sure she doesn't have her own people out looking already.
I don't think so. She doesn't even have that many people, not yet.
She doesn't play well with others.
That's why I'm going to have a talk with her. I know these security types. No offense, Michelle.
None taken?
They're easier to judge if you step up and look them in the eyes. There's a lot I want to ask about. The plan, the people, the stuff. What she thinks of the news coming up from Earth.
She's not... We're not talking to Earth yet. She'd tell me if we were talking to Earth.
We're not talking to Earth. Not yet. Roger told me...
Wait, my Roger?
Oh, your Roger. Nobody's cracked the encryption for sending out messages, but they can pull in the occasional broadcast from Earth. Mostly news reports, but if you listen between the lines, you can learn quite a bit.
There were some big shakeups a few months back between the Megas. Some sort of full-on attack that hit everywhere at once. The stories say they're rebuilding stronger than ever. But that's what they've got to say, right? It might help us in the long run, when we wind up against them ourselves.
I don't like the ideas of taking on the Magars.
I don't think this ends up any other way.
That's what Maria's assuming too.
She seems pretty ready for a fight.
She's the type who was born ready.
Pretty close.
So that's all worth a face-to-face on Moonbase Gamma.
Watch out for the tripwires.
She does like a good face-to-face.
And maybe it'll keep her distracted for a while. The rest of us could use some wiggle room.
She's not like a... It's not like she's really that...
Nobody thinks she's really that, Michelle. She's just used to being in charge. I understand. I'm definitely in charge of my stuff here. But it can be... sometimes... a little too much. You know the best parts of your sister, but you know she can be too much. I've seen you work around her on a few things. You're the one who came to us, who listened to Keegan's story, and made sure that was being taken seriously. You've been waking up people on your own. You can't wait for Maria's approval all the time.
Okay, she gets a little behind.
There's a lot to keep an eye on. More and more, all the time.
It's not like she's really in charge. Really, she just has concerns, that's all.
But you were trained in security, too. You know what you're doing.
You didn't need her when you made the calls back on base data.
Okay, hold on a minute. I do know what I'm doing, and I know what you're trying to talk me into. I'm not... Look... I know when she steps too far, but I'm not going to help you cut my own sister out of the revolution. She's got as much to fight for as anyone. And up to a few months ago, you would have been saying all the same things about both of us. Tu ne me connais pas vraiment. I can't keep you from doing what you're doing. But I can't be a part of it.
I'm sorry. Nobody's trying to... We're just being careful. We've got everything to lose at this point.
Right. Yeah, right.
I mean, you could keep us from doing what we're doing. Or at least make it a lot harder. You could just go tell her.
I wouldn't. You know how she'd react to that.
I'm guessing the same way she'd react to the stuff you've been doing. The extra revivals and the secret calls to Tumnus. The code you've been installing on our servers as you hop from base to base.
What?
Tumnus asked me to keep an eye on things from my end.
I'm not trying to threaten you, Michelle. I'm just saying, there's a reason why you didn't let her in on that to begin with. You were being careful. You wanted to wait and see. That's all we're doing. Asking you to wait with us. To wait and see.
I don't know. Maybe I can wait.
Thank you, Michelle. You are a good guy.
Maybe.
Whatever happens, we're gonna need to find those supply stashes. If it means we pile in rovers and drive in a random direction every day until we fall into one.
There might be an easier way.
Like what?
You said you had all the valuable things on this base tech. Could any of those have been shipped to the stashes?
It's funny you ask. There was something, at least one something. But I've thought of that. I've tried that before. The tracking system doesn't work outside the base where we installed it.
That's what I wanted to show you. What if we install it? The schematics will come up. Give me a minute.
Thanks for hanging on, Michelle. Hey, when we're done with this, you want to play a game until bedtime?
And so that was the long and the short of it. We could see the writing on the Enclave walls. Get it? Because we were on the outside. The freeholds were being targeted. There's hope. It's on the moon. So that's where we needed some folks. I'm surprised I got in, to be honest. There's no hiding my background, but the folks in the consortium liked the idea that they converted me. And I had a weakness. My reliance on certain herbals to manage my anxiety. So they thought they had me under control. Meant I was always under watch as well, but that's why we had Eddie as well.
I can't believe that you mean Eddie. The Eddie.
Roger, when did you get here?
Hey, if you didn't want me in your secret meeting, you should have said something when I snuck in the back. Eddie Rizal, freehold agent.
We don't like the word agent. Try ambassador. You did him a favor when you cut him loose, Brigado Fisher. He landed right in the administrator's office.
You're welcome.
But back to the present and the point. I woke up. Your comms crew caught me up with the news to date, from Earth to the moon and back again. And the current issue with signals only running one way, which is when I said, and I might have gotten hopes a bit too high, so let me take this to the end before inflating yours. Your problem is with the satellite network, and that's where we had a workaround. One, we slipped in of our own satellite Soteria, a ringer inside the system. Just like Eddie. Just like me. We had our own rig to talk back and forth to Earth, our own channels, our own codes, and unlike the unfortunate Dr. Day, I am awake and here with you, knowing how to use them. But again, before your hopes rise, one critical point. The rig works. Our satellite is still out there and connecting when I call. That's as far as I've been able to go.
None of his contacts back on Earth are picking up. We're thinking it's probably got to do with all that zero-day stuff the news was going on about.
Yeah, unfortunate, but dead on. Thank you, Addy.
So this whole elaborate presentation was all for naught.
It's still good to know there were other people, other plans. Other people, other plans, other people.
Hold on to your rider trucks, fam. That's not all.
Theoretically, that's not all.
Well, indeed. I mean, I said don't inflate your hope. Not that there's no hope at all. I'm still able to take things a step beyond, which may have applications, may open up options, especially combined with what Roger has been learning from the other secret rig. And I still have hopes that some of my compatriots back on Earth may reach out when they've settled into a safer spot. But I'm here, and willing to put my countercultural experience to bear for the cause. The plan. Experimentation is what my life's about. You have my sword.
And my bow.
And my axe.
Other people, other plans. Other people, other plans. Roger, Addy, you think this might help?
Can't hurt to give it a shot.
I'm pretty sure it could hurt if we're revealed to the wrong people at the wrong time. But it's not like we've done any better on our own. At least he's not Eddie.
Ashwini.
May it be a light to you in dark places when all other lights go out.
Okay, we should, take a look at things. I'm making brownies, and then we should make a few calls. Other people, other plans.
I'm on board.
People, other plans.
What kind of brownies are we talking? People.
Addy showed me a list of revivals on both sides. I'm going to need to get in touch with agriculturalist Toussaint on Base Epsilon. Yes, I know, another one. You think we learned our skills inside the city walls?
Galadriel. Absolutely Galadriel. This will change my entire fiction, but for now, let's get back to reviewing those images. Oh, Roger. I thought you had gone. Feel free to use the cot.
I just thought I'd sit for a while, if that's okay. It's here or downstairs. Your company has to be a tiny bit better for my mental health.
That's not a compliment I get often. Here, I'll expand the display. Advance, move to X-axis, 3141, adjust for barycenter coordinates.
Oh, wow. Would you look at that?
That is the continuum emission of a newly discovered comet, when the data was captured, of course. By this time, it's passed beyond and is racing into the black.
Join the club, my elliptical friend.
Indeed. How are things progressing with your Alex?
They say he's doing better. His body is taking over. The nanobots are doing less of the work. Still not. You know, I keep doing the kiss when nobody's around, but my sleeping beauty stays.
I believe that I can sympathize.
Thank you.
If nothing else, I appreciate the drama of your situation. And the kissing.
We've all noticed you have a fresh appreciation for kissing. Thank you again.
Moving to the next folder. Advance, advance, advance.
What causes those variations around Saturn?
Plasma waves, propagated through the magnetosphere, striking and shearing and radiating out into the solar system.
Well, the patterns, they're really fascinating.
They truly are. We'd have to ask... Well, Dr. Day would have been the best source for more information. Not that I'm less informed, mind you, but it is an expansive universe.
It is.
This is a projection, the waves radiating over time.
They just seem to pulse over and over, like sending a message.
Has your extracurricular investigation ever brought you to the subject of the interstellar hum?
Is this when you try to sell me on synth funk again?
Passing beyond the heliosphere, beyond the cacophony of solar winds into the more subtle interstellar space, there's another form of plasmatic communication, if you will. A faint but continuous background vibration between the stars. We didn't even know it was there until we moved beyond our own sphere of influence and paused to hear.
The metaphor seems a bit heavy-handed.
No metaphor required. The hum exists. I simply thought you might find it interesting.
I do. Whatever happens inside our bubble, it's nice to know that the universe keeps on humming. And your other work? Your previous plans before the plan? Your final focus? Are you still casting your line out into the void?
I admit I'm forced to spend more time looking inward, but I still compose new messages now and then. I continue reaching out, even if it's for myself more than the universe.
That sounds relatable. Well, still, it's good to hear. If you ever need my help again with the composing...
I will let you know.
And I mean, maybe I could take a few observatory shifts again. Stuff like this. Help you organize the data.
Aren't you needed in communications?
Sure, but there's Addy, and in my off hours.
You seem to be sleeping here anyway. Fair enough.
Okay, I'll plan to do that thing.
As needed.
So are you going to explain this whole token thing that's been going on? I mean, seriously. Sam? Samwise Gamgee. Sam, are you kidding me?
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Evan Tess Murray, Lehman Kessler, Risa Montañez, Jen Ponton, Cole Burkhart, To Zaman, Shireen Lonnie Yunez, Hazel Stopp, Stephen LaFond, Journey LaFond, Namio Wynn, and Alicia Adkins. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chikowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? Looking for some great queer romance? Give a listen to Hand in Glove, a story set in the world of professional baseball.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Lagrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Today's extra special shout-out is for Jeffrey Cheney. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods. Being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet, you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next.